This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Obviously, a lot of people are uneasy about what's going on with the economy, with even the stock market, for those of you who are invested. I mean, today it looks like we're going to start the day in the green, but yesterday was a brutal day. I mean, 2.5% kind of across the board, and that's tough to look at, especially maybe some people on fixed incomes or people that are thinking of were taking profits off their stock. Saw a lot of those profits, you know, sort of disappear. Joel Johnson is the managing partner of Johnson Brunetti. Actually, we're doing an event with them on May 1st at the AquaTurf that still has availability. It's a couple hundred people already signed up for it, but we'll get to that in a minute in terms of what people can get out of that evening besides just a decent meal. Joel joins us now here on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fantastic, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, yeah. I mean, but a lot of people are really nervous right now, Joel, about everything. You know, whether it's their nest egg, their retirement, insurance, everything. So, I mean, what sort of, I guess the starting point is your clients or people that want to work with you, what sort of calls are you guys getting?
Well, we don't get a lot of calls from our clients because, you know, as they become our clients and we talk about the real education, as we really educate them into the dynamics of the stock market and the economy and so on, they tend to not get nervous very much at all. I mean, I would guess the calls that we've had are less than 20 out of 6,000 people that we serve, over 6,000 people that we serve. So it hasn't been that bad. And I think that's the important thing for people to remember. You know, we live in this news cycle where we can find out at a moment's notice on our phones what's happening in the markets, what's happening in the economies, what did the president say that somebody got upset about, you know, what's going on with the interest rates and so on. And so we've become, I think, a little too reactionary. And when we look at stock market history, we'll see that about every 5 to 7 years, there is a downturn. There's a correction or even more than a correction. There's a 15, maybe 20% or more than 20% downturn. It just comes for a different reason. It's always a different reason. So we think, oh, this reason is unique. It's really different. We want to blame something out there that's outside of our control. But, you know, if you just think back over the last 15 years, you know, we had the mortgage crisis in 08, 09. We had COVID, which was a huge drop in the market, 35%, and the market just snapped back from that. People don't even realize in 2018 the market was a bad market. It just came back from that, and then here we are now, and, you know, it's tariffs, it's talk, it's a new administration, it's new policies and so on. It's the inflation of the last, you know, the last 5 years. But again, it's this 5 to 7 year cycle. So it doesn't feel good. Nothing ever feels good. I think we're going through some fundamental change in the worldwide economy that this administration is trying to push. And we won't know if that works or not. We won't know if that's a good thing or not until probably 2 to 3 years out. And so as hard as it is to not judge something by how it feels right now, I think it's really important to take that perspective. You know, in a baseball game, we don't decide that it's over in the second or third inning, and that's really where we are. It just feels
right, but,
bad.
But, you
right
know, but, I mean, if you want to extend the metaphor, but you might pull your pitcher. I mean, I guess, I mean, I understand everything you're saying. Most retail investors, they sell low and buy high. They don't. They get nervous and they do the wrong thing. But what would make you what would make you uncomfortable?
I guess the big thing that would make me uncomfortable is interest rates spiking. I think if interest rates spike, you know, interest rates affect the worker. And when I say the worker, you know, I'm looking out right now at 91 and, you know, there's some DOT trucks going by. And, you know, those guys work with their hands. They work hard. You know, the people that build our homes and so on that don't have a lot of money in 401ks or in outside investments. What are they hurt by? What do they want? Well, they have some debt usually. They're trying to save for college education, or maybe they've taken out student loans they're trying to pay off. They maybe want to upgrade their house and they want to borrow some money to do some remodeling or maybe change houses and so on. Interest rates hurts them a lot more than it hurts wealthy people. And that's what I would be concerned about. You know, every car that's going by on this highway, I would say 90% of them are financed. So the interest rates make me more nervous than what's happening in the market. What's happening in the market, this too will pass. And I know it's kind of cliche for me to say that, but it is true. And people need to make sure they have a financial plan and they can fall back on that feeling of confidence knowing that this happens. And I know it doesn't feel good. I know it sounds cliche to hear a financial advisor that's been in the business for 30 years say that, but it will pass.
We're talking with Joel Johnson, managing partner at Johnson Brunetti. So May 1st at the AquaTurf, what's going to happen?
I'm really looking forward to this, Brian, and we so appreciate you hosting this event. We're going to have probably about 300 people, maybe a little more than 300 people there. This is going to be a panel, and it's going to be input from an estate planning attorney, from a CPA about taxes. We're going to have somebody there to talk about estate planning. The attorney will talk about estate planning. We're going to have somebody there to talk about communication with your family as you get into, you know, the last third of your life. And it's not going to be about death or anything like that. It's just going to be about passing on legacy and passing on values and maybe, you know, making sure your affairs are in order. So all the questions that our clients, which most of them are between 55 and 70 years old, have, we want to hit those items. We want to give everybody a chance to meet you. You know, I'll be there, you'll be there, our advisors will be there, these guest panelists will be there, and it'll just be a great time. And it's going to be about the audience and the concerns that they have. This is not some canned presentations by any way, shape, or form. You know, you and I haven't even designed the event as far as scripting or anything like that, because I want it to be open and free-flowing.
Great. It's 6 o'clock at the AquaTurf on May 1st. You go to jbjoinus.com. Again, JB and then join us all strung together.com to register. And so there's probably about 100 or so spots left. And yeah, it should be. I mean, for me, like, there's also elements, and we got to go in a minute, that even if I know a certain percentage of things, I actually like to re-educate myself all the time. It sounds really, and I'm not saying this just because you're on with me, like there are certain things I constantly need to remind myself about, even if I feel like I've read it or thought about it. You know, when personal finance, it's just you need to, and so like even if 50% could be all new, like for me, like estate planning stuff is something I'm really starting to figure out I need to address. I mean, those things I need to learn about. But even the stuff that I feel like I know, I need a refresher.
Well, I think we all need it. I certainly need it. I need a reminder of, you know, how to run this company. I need outside input. And a lot of times it is something I already know, but just hearing it gives you the confidence to go forward and not react to, you know, a short-term circumstance.
Yep. Well, that's where jbjoinus.com at the AquaTurf on May 1st. And, you know, don't forget the day of the week. It's a Thursday. And we look forward to seeing you there, and we'll catch up, I know, at some point very soon to go over that program. But, Joel, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate the show. Have a great day.
You too.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.